Well, joined by Di Young. And Di, how do you feel about that result for Wasps?
Obviously, very disappointed, but sometimes you just put your hand up and say you were beaten by a far better team. I just thought they showed far more quality, far more experience and far more physicality in everything they did. And as I said, you know, we didn't help our cause. We made fundamental errors, which kept on giving them the ball back. But the battle of the game line, we just couldn't win, both in attack and defence. As I said, every time they carried, they made yards quite easily. And every time we try to penetrate the defence, you know, we came second best. So every department tonight, they thought we were second best.
Do you think there was enough hunger out there this evening? Because we saw some kicks going up. The chases didn't seem to be that hard. The aggression didn't seem to be there in some of the contact situations.
I think, you know, we just came second best in a lot of areas. And certainly then when the kicks were going in, you know, they weren't organised kicks. In fairness, they were, you know, we were all scrambling. We never really had any shape. I think we've seen one or two players out there have played a lot of rugby over the last sort of month to 6 weeks. I did look quite tired, and obviously youngsters coming in are not used to playing at that level as well, so I think it was a bit of a combination of the both. I don't think it was desire, but certainly fatigue looked a factor. I thought we had a lot of players, as I said, that's probably played too much, and some of the youngsters coming in who haven't played enough, so you know, you chuck that in the mix. Really playing against some quality seasoned internationals, it was a tough afternoon for them.
Yes, indeed. Going in at half-time, you must have been fairly pleased that you were still in the game at 19 points to 10. What were you able to say there? Because it didn't seem like there was much of a reaction coming out in that second half.
Yeah, well, we talked about obviously playing in the right areas, because I think we had two or three clear opportunities, although I wouldn't have thought we deserved them, because Gloucester were definitely the better team. I think Richard Orton got ankle tapped, Elliot got away, and they could have quite easily been two tries for us off scraps, really. Mm. And going in 19-10... that probably wasn't a reflection on the game. You know, they were good for their 9 points. So we talked about playing the game in the right area, you know, being far more composed, being far more accurate. And if we play the game in the right area, we felt that we could cause them problems like we did first half. But as soon as they scored early doors in the second half, I thought we chased the game and just made error after error.
The result keeps you in ninth. Your next match is going to be at home on New Year's Day to Worcester. That becomes an absolutely crucial home win now, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. And I think, you know, every game is massive. You know, every game is tight, as we know. But we've got to have a reaction off the players. Obviously, that's what I've said to them. You know, we've had our backside smacked tonight, and it happens. You've got to put your hand up and say we were beaten by a better team. But obviously, we've got to respond now. We've got to show far more quality than we did tonight, far more accuracy. And as you said, that's a game that we really have to win now. I think probably Worcester say the same. So it's... you know, it's two teams really probably desperate for a win next week.
Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers, Paul.